Ken. That's a lie.
Welcome to WDOT Port Washington. I'm your host, Cammie Psaltos. We're here today with Charlotte Penson, who's not... I think I can say you're a co-host, right?
Because I've been here for... I think you've like been here... every time since October.
Yeah, since like the second or third episode. We have Nicole Agazawa coming, who's also probably going to be a co-host soon. She quite likes it, right?
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she really likes it. Okay. Oh, I have to write this down. I have to write all this. Do you want me to teach you how to do this stuff today?
Okay, yeah.
Today's going to be a little haul of how to do everything. And, okay. So this clipboard is very essential to life. Okay. So, hold on. I'm standing up, so I'm just, you can see, right? Okay. So people at home, you cannot see right now, but basically there's this log in the little recording studio that we're in, okay? And it says official WDOT log, okay? And it has the time and date column, program and engineers column, and comments column. So time and date, we write the time and date. So today is, what is today?
The third.
Oh, I got Ash's new song has come out. I haven't hit listen to it yet, though. So.
Who?
Ash.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's 11:27. Program and engineers. Hi.
Are the mics on over there?
Oh, I don't know. Sit down at one of those, because we don't have any more over here. Joining us right now is Nicole. And what's that show called? What in the WDOT is this?
I mean, nothing's decided.
Yeah, but I don't really like it that much. yeah. Comments? Okay, so in the comments, we have to write the engineer.
No, no.
No. Okay. Oh, I have to turn your mic on.
Oh, is mine not on?
Hi. Is it on now? Okay.
I don't know. Test it.
Tyler, you can't be crazy, okay? You can sit in there. You don't want to talk? You're going to watch? Okay. And then
he just broke my hand.
Okay, so the station ID is, like, saying that, like, this is WDOT Port Washington, Camp Saltos, whatever. Okay, we also have to do, this is called the PSA. Tyga, do you want to read it? Oh, bring this to Nicole. Tell her to read one of them. Okay, and then next we have the PSA. So, Nicole, which PSA are you going to do today?
We should do...
Do a short one.
Do a short one, yeah.
Short one, okay. Violent Sorry, guys, behavior. Violent behavior. Okay. Children are not born violent. Violence is learned, and according to Adult and Children Together, ACT, Against Violence, this learned behavior has often taken root before age 8. Knowing that it is becoming increasingly difficult to prevent a child from being exposed to violence through media and outside the home, the campaign reminds that the earliest and strongest influence of children are parents, caregivers, and teachers. This has been a public service announcement from the Ad Council.
Thank you, Nicole. Hold on, let me put my headphones back on. Okay.
I can't see anything.
So, quick little promo. I like to get everything done. Personally, I'd get everything out of the way so I don't have to worry about anything else throughout the rest of the podcast. Because I have a very short schedule. I have 30 minutes, and I didn't eat, and I'm really hungry. And I have criminal next. Anyway.
Did you have 3-1?
No. I have full classes today, and I have this during my lunch period, so I don't eat today.
I have it off. Like, literally every single day is my whole day, except this day.
Yes! No, this is my full day. I have 3 full days and 2 not full days, which is I'm really glad about.
What? Can we get you any food?
No, I have food. We're not allowed to eat in here. No, I can eat in criminal. He doesn't really care.
It's recording. You can't eat in here.
Yeah. We can't eat in here. Okay, so my promo is Suffol. It's Suffol Winter Workouts. Nicole can, like, help me promote this. Winter Workouts is in the winter. You work out, or it's basically preseason for whatever sport. I think they have it for most or all sports.
Yeah.
They had it for... It's basically you haven't done your sport in a season or any sports, and if you just want to try out a sport and you're not sure if you want to go to tryouts or if you want to do the sport, just try out a winter workout and you'll see what you want to do. It's really fun. I had fun last time. I had to leave early. I was getting my nails done, but Nicole is coming this time, so if you want to come check it out.
I forgot all my stuff at home. I'll ask my sister to drop it off.
Yeah.
Because you need your bat. Also, I grew out of my bat. Sorry, this is like nothing.
No, it's fine. I grew out of my bat. Like, bye, Tyga. I love your new haircut. Can we talk about Tyga's haircut?
I love Tyga's haircut. I love
it. It's literally so, oh my God, I
love it
so much.
I have the urge to just cut it like that.
Me too. I used to want to cut it like that when I was a kid.
You know what I'm really fascinated with right now?
What?
Like, I've been fascinated, like, the way people dye their hair when they're bald. And then they paint it.
Oh!
Buzz cut their hair, dye it blonde.
I know what you're talking about. And then paint on it. Yeah, I saw one guy do that. But, like, except he shaved the entire thing except for, like, one part. And like, it was, like, a really long piece of hair. And then he, like, made it all different colors. And then, like, where the long piece of hair was, it was, like, in the center of the back.
Shoot. I'm sorry.
Emma! Oh, Emma.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's even more offensive.
Emma! Charlotte!
I also really love your hair.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It doesn't look like it's, I mean, it looks like it's dyed, but it gives more of an aura than, like, the color is.
It gives, like, a natural vibe. Like, I feel
does that make sense?
If I didn't know you before, like, I thought that
she looks like someone who grows strawberry hair.
I don't know if I should be offended or not.
Also, I have to say,
I used to, like, be obsessed with strawberry, like, hair because of, like, strawberry shortcake. And I always, like, thought that she
yeah.
Wait, when did you say the F word? What, at what point? Did you know what time? I think it was, like, 5.
I did not look at the time.
42 or
next
something like that.
Next time I will.
Okay, yeah. I have to do that, because I have to learn how to edit this so I can actually post them.
Cammy,
I think the fact that I called you Emma was so offensive. Okay, never mind. Sorry. It wasn't offensive, actually.
It's a
compliment.
No.
It's a compliment.
No.
Yes. Okay, anyway, I have to say this. The program you're listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ, not necessarily those of WDOT or the WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, half the stuff I talk on here, I don't even know if it's true. Like, last time with architecture and abortions, I was like, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's okay. We're not going to, like, opinions. Go to jail for this. We're literally high school kids.
Oh,
we're sophomores and a junior.
I am scared to even say the president of Russia's name because I think I'd be on his hit list.
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah.
Vladdy the baddie?
He's scary.
We can talk about politics, right?
I think we can talk about politics. I don't want to say, like, my specific teacher, but I don't know if he was joking or not, but he said he was on Russia's side. It was
like,
so funny.
How? Like, how do you say it?
He was like, at this point, I'm on Russia's side. Like, it was, what? I was like, I don't know if he was
were
joking
Were you guys
or not.
Joking before, or...
Yeah, we were joking. He was like, this is going to be World War III. But he's like, he's very serious when he says this is going to be World War III because he, like, really believes it. And you know what? I kind of believe it too.
No, yeah, same. If someone, like, tells me, like, right now, like, we're going to World
War
III.
I wouldn't be surprised.
We can't get drafted.
That's true.
I wish women could get drafted because I low-key want to go to war.
Don't say that. Drafted. You
women
can go to war.
Drafted.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome!
Not in the U.S.
I know I shouldn't say I want to go to war, but I think it would be a really cool experience.
Show,
and I think, like, me personally, I would enjoy, like, shooting people, but I think I'd be good at it. Yeah,
getting drafted in Ukraine, though.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not in the U.S.
I not in the
so
U.S.
I feel so bad, though, because imagine people want to go into, like, college or university, and now they have
I mean, okay, the way it works in Israel is you go to the army, and then you go to college. Like, when you turn 18, you go to the army, and then you go to college. Like, I don't know if... You're Jewish. You probably know this Israel stuff. Did you?
Not really. Like, why would I know?
So, they teach us a lot. I know a lot of Israeli people, honestly. TBH. I know quite a few. I know somebody named Tyger, not Tyga, but, all of them went... Before they come to my camp, they go... They serve in the army for, like, 1 or 2 years... And then they go to college or before they go, they do an abroad experience, which is a lot of my camp counselors do. It's really interesting. It's very interesting. And I think a lot of them are very, like, and now they know how to protect themselves if anything ever were to happen. Right.
That's
and
cool.
a lot of them want to learn how to go to the army.
Help
and
their country.
They want to help their country. It's basically like a really good pro. Like, they help their country, number one, and they know how to protect themselves or people around them if anything were ever to happen. And number three, you gotta say you're a veteran, you get veteran discounts at McDonald's. So
that's true.
At McDonald's, but that's
also
a reason to go to war.
That is such a reason to go to war, Charlotte.
Mm. Imagine, but like then there's like the cons, the obvious cons.
There are a lot,
like PTSD.
Yeah, there are a bunch of cons.
Like,
I understand
going to
it
war.
All.
Yeah. And a lot of veterans, have you seen after coming out of war, like, they're homeless. That's the majority.
But I think when you go, when you're, like, 18, and, like, I know a lot of people, some people don't have that stability, but we have stability. We have parents that can take care of us.
Yeah.
So, like, we're kind of lucky for that, and I'm very grateful for that. Thank you, Mommy and Baba, for that. For having that stability, for giving us that stability and making good choices and helping whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like, looking at our lives now, because I feel like all this, like, talk about war has put, like, our lives into perspective. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, we all go through our own stuff, but we've lived a pretty privileged life.
Yeah. And, like, we don't have to go to war. Like, all those Ukrainian people.
Like, people, like, when that stuff was happening in Iraq and Afghanistan, like, that stuff was, like, so messed up. And seeing the news, like, little children, like, running around and, like,
That's so upsetting. I can't.
Looking stuff. I don't even know.
They're very upsetting.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to make it clear that it's not Russia versus Ukraine. It's Putin versus Ukraine. I just want to say that because not all Russians want to take over Ukraine.
Yeah, no, actually, I was talking about this with my history teacher. He was saying how... That's so funny.
Do you have class?
Yeah, class.
Yeah, he's
W-T-O-
the...
W-D-O-T. 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 King. He was saying how a lot of, like, citizens in Russia don't agree with any of this.
Yeah.
And this, it could be overthrown in any second. It would be, like, the French Revolution or Russian Revolution Part 3.
Yeah. So, I don't know why I have so many Russian friends, but I have a bunch of Russian friends and, like, people who, like, they're so... I mean, I don't want to say they're so Russian, but, like, they're very... They speak Russian at home. They're, like, ethnically, like...
Yeah, my neighbors...
Related
my,
to this. Like, she goes to Russia every... My friend Sasha goes to Russia every, like, few summers.
My neighbors, like, their mom is, like, from Ukraine, and their dad is from Russia.
Yeah.
So...
That's awkward.
And now... No, yeah, it is really awkward. But they went to Ukraine recently.
Yeah.
And they're still there, because it's impossible to get out, and they want to stay with their family. But they're really close. Like, they live close to the city. They haven't been really in the impact zone, but, like, it's dangerous. And I'm, like, scared for them because, like, we were close, you know?
Yeah.
They're my neighbors. Like.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, yeah. I mean, with my friend, her parents are Russian, and I don't know what side they're on. But, I mean, like, isn't that, like, I feel like they're probably going to be, if we go to war, they're going to be discriminated against.
No, my neighbors are on Ukraine side because they're in Ukraine right now. And the guy is not really, like. He's more like, he was kind of like, he came to America when he was like 13 years old. So I don't think he really grew around like Russia that much. So, and also like even their own Russian, like I was saying before, like Russian citizens don't agree with half the stuff that Putin's saying.
Yeah, I think that he's sick in the head. I was going to say something. I figured out.
It's like how the older generations, like, don't trust the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
It's like now Russians are being discriminated against.
That and also many, like, Chinese and Asians are being discriminated against. There was recently, like, a guy running around New York City, like, hitting
Chinese
women because of Corona. I mean, and not just because of Corona. I think there are other things, too, that, like, has sprouted Asian hate, but... I think with Corona coming up.
I hate admitting this, but I get half my news on Twitter, and
it's true. I get a lot of news.
I mean, it's
on
kind
Instagram.
Of like because you could see every side of the story.
Yeah.
But I was seeing a lot of like cases where it's mainly people of color and mainly women and of Asian descent.
Yeah.
Like getting hate crimes and getting pushed onto trains or like.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle in public, and there's like nothing you can really do because. I would obviously try to do something if I see this, but, like, again, I'm another woman, and I would definitely be targeted.
Yeah.
Seeing, and they have a weapon. It's an obvious threat to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, it's flight or flight.
Yeah.
And I'm usually flight in many cases, like, in my life, as I've seen.
Yeah.
But it hurts to see that, because, like...
I don't know if I've seen many, like, instances if I'm flight or flight.
Yeah.
I haven't had that, like...
Like, it just hurts to see this, like, going on with, like... Because of many stuff, like this was going on, like, when the Spanish flu, and coming from, like a Spanish descent myself, like, and seeing the discrimination that, like, every person of color has gone through because of, like, stereotypes or, like, assumptions, like, it's just so disgusting to see.
Yeah. I was gonna say something, and I forgot what it was. This is the second time I've said that. I'm gonna address the fact that my voice is really deep.
Before I got into that, sorry.
I don't have any, like, instances where I've had to, like, choose between fight or flight.
We're also, like, teenage girls. There's not many people we can really, like, defend ourselves against.
Yeah. Oh, I have, okay.
Unless
I
have you're, like, instance. Getting into school fights.
Like, and then it's, so, like, another girl, like, another teenage girl, then we, yeah. But it's, yeah, like, yeah. Hard.
I have an instance where it's not really the same thing. It's not really what we're talking about, but it just came to mind. So my sister went to the Dua Lipa concert. Dua Lipa concert.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, as I call it. Dua Lipa, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Dua Peep.
Dua Peep. So she went to the Dua Lipa concert. I think I just said it wrong.
You
on
said
accident.
It wrong again.
Okay.
I didn't
even know. She went to the Dua Lipa concert. Yes, Dua Lipa queen.
Yes,
okay.
You got it.
She went to the Dua Lipa concert with her friends, and
she liked
they
it.
Went. Yeah, and they were waiting. Their train didn't. They were like the concert ended before their train came, so they went to go get ice cream or whatever. I mean, she didn't. She's lactose intolerant, but apparently there was a guy and he came up to them. Like he was must have been. Older, he was like 60 or 70, and he said to them, slow down on the ice cream girls, bathing suit season's coming up.
Oh, that's nice.
That's so inspirational. Thank you, man. I didn't know that bikini season was coming up.
So that's what my parents said to say. I said I would have flipped him off or said and like cursed him out,
but it's
or something.
Like,
but I feel like
curse out like yeah. An older man, like you're
yeah
couldn't get yourself in
no, trouble
that's
yeah
the thing.
So
like,
yeah
like, you just have to
I kind of realize that now
like you when you're know. In the city you have to ignore it
yeah you don't know yeah. What these people are capable of like you'll like
that's true yeah yeah, yeah. So I like
second they'll get aggressive with you like mm-hmm. it's better to just avoid like if I was in that situation I just start to laugh because I laugh in uncomfortable situations
yeah I'd laugh I'd like, laugh the hell out
sorry
that was really
cry,
I'd laugh so
I cry the second someone says something or I'm hysterically laughing
yeah
it's there's no in between
yeah I agree I 100% agree okay I also like wanted to say something that's very off topic right now. Okay two
it's
things number one number one my voice is like I'm like dying right now I'm sick but I don't have corona I've tested negative twice this week because when I
like
left Mexico when I came back
sick
like I know like, oh have you ever seen that episode of you don't like friends
when I was
did you
talking
watch
Spanish to you in my sick voice and you were like oh my god do you remember that?
What?
I was, like, sick after...
And yeah. I was like, oh, my God, that's hot. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, and also, I just rewatched Teen Beach Movie and Teen Beach Movie 2. Charlotte knows this.
Bro, wait, that's such a coincidence, because I was watching Descendants last night. Like, just, like, all the movies.
Thinking, why do you guys watch this? I was going to rewatch Descendants tonight.
I used to hate it so much.
I used to hate it, too.
And then
I mean, like, I
kind of
liked it.
Oh,
the only thing that's really good. Did I mention that I'm in love with you? And did I mention there's nothing
M-A-L.
I can...
Mal, I love you.
R-I-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S. Okay.
R-I-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S. The way he says it, he's not even singing though. Like I was like,
oh my god, I saw a video of him recently singing that song, and like he was like the actors, like Mitchell something, and he
Mitchell
was
Hope.
Oh my god, oh
so
my
fun.
God,
so fun.
It was so fun. I was like, yes, this guy must be like a riot at parties.
So
number one. Okay. Wait, also, Teen Beach Movie 2. Let's talk about it. Have you guys seen it?
No.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
you've never
course.
Seen Teen Beach
it's
2?
And I only have seen the first one.
What?
The
it's
first
so
one.
Good.
What?
It's
that's
really good.
The, that's the main one.
That's the that one's really good. So they're both really good. The music in the first one is better than the second one. That's not an unpopular opinion. That's a true opinion. It's just on my own is really good. So
I hate how never mind. I'm not going to say it. Never mind.
The way the second one ended was so upsetting. Like I don't know why Disney keeps doing this. Disney continually screws
me
over
me
and over again. Okay, so basically, the plot of the story is this couple, Mac and Brady, they're like, how old are they? Our age, 16, right?
Okay.
And they're spending the summer together. They live in, like, California or something, Malibu maybe, I don't know. They surf, like, every day. They just became a couple over the summer, the very beginning of the summer. And on, like, the last... like some I don't think it's like the last month before like a few days before the end of summer the Mackenzie who's the girl her aunt shows up to take her away to boarding school which is like a deal that she made with her aunt when her mom passed away because her mom said she wanted her to be successful
okay
and so she did not tell Brady this, and Brady is very upset about this, right? And so they get an argument or whatever, and then the next day is, like, there's, like, really, like, big waves that they, like, she just wants to catch, and she's supposed to leave that day, but she doesn't. And, like, she's going to, but she's going to catch this wave that she's been waiting her entire life to surf, right? And then she, like, goes under, and she doesn't really come back up, so he goes out to, like, go get her, because, like, there's, like, a storm coming in, they're, like, scared, and they have, like, this magical board with them, like, this magical surfboard that, like, if you see the movie, it'll make more sense, but basically they end up in Brady's favorite movie, Wet Side Story, which is West Side Story, with surfers and bikers. It's actually really genius, and it's a really good story. And then they get trapped, so they're trapped in the movie, and they have to figure out a way to get back. And then they accidentally make the leads, who are supposed to fall in love with each other, they make them fall in love, like, with, so, like, Brady, the lead girl, Layla, falls in love with Brady, and the lead guy, Tanner, falls in love with Mac. Okay, and then they have to get with that not happening, there's no movie, and so I don't know how to explain this. So the movie, like, starts getting awkward, so they have to continue the movie going along, because at the very end there's the evil people are, like, creating a storm because they want this shack that, like, everybody wants. It's very confusing. It's I can't really explain it.
No.
But it's really good. Anyway, and then they get back at the end, and then in the second movie the people from the movie come to their world.
Okay.
And then if they don't get back, they'll start disappearing. Yes. And, like, all their friends and stuff start disappearing. But then if the lead disappears, the movie wouldn't have existed. And if the movie hadn't existed, Mac and Brady, because, like, they met over the movie. Like, he was watching the movie. And then she was like, "What are you watching?" And he was like, "Oh, I'm watching the best movie ever made," right? And so, if the movie had never, like, happened, they wouldn't have met. And so, like, it's at the very end of the story. And then it's, like, and he's, like, he takes them out and, like, to surf. And, like, Layla and Tanner, so they can go back to their world.
Yeah.
And then he swims back in. And instead of going up to Mac, he walks past her. So he doesn't know who she is. Yeah, it's really,
that's the ending?
No. And he walks past her. And she's been setting up, like, the entire time, she's been setting up this dance. And for, like, save the ocean dance or whatever. And he, like, recommended to her at the beginning of the movie, like, he recommended, you should do, like, a Wet Side Story theme thing. He's like, well, like, not a lot of people know that, like, movie. It's a good idea, but not a lot of people know that movie. And she's like, he was like, okay. And so what ends up happening, so he, like, goes up to his best friend, and he was like, explains why he was in the water. He was, like, bodyboarding at the middle of the night or whatever. And then they see, like, the party happening, the save the ocean dance.
Yeah.
And it's end up being, like, a 1960s theme of that movie, but, like, a different movie.
Okay.
So, like, she told, before Layla and Tanner left, she told Layla, because, like, Layla wanted to come to their world because she wanted to be something more than, like, this lead, and all the girls were, like, relying on the boys in the movie and, like, stuff like that, and she didn't want that, so she came to their world. And then she left, and before she left, Mac was like, make it your own movie, so now it's called Layla Quinn the Beach instead of Wet Side Story.
Okay.
So she goes, and then they go to the party and they meet, but they don't know who they are, like, each other are. And so they meet again, and then it ends up being Mac's favorite movie, and Brady thinks the movie's stupid. And then, like, it ends in this huge dance number. But, like, the entire, like, thing was, like, a hoax. Like, it doesn't matter, like, because it didn't happen in the end.
So, like, the movie had no point.
I mean, you know, it had point. No, it had point. But, like, it didn't, in the end, it didn't matter because they forgot who each other were.
It was just, like, women empowerment.
I mean, like, no, it was women empowerment, but, like, they just didn't know who each other were at the end. Does it make sense? You should watch the movie. They're actually really good.
You can watch it with me.
Watch it with you.
Honestly, I didn't really, like the movie. I just like the soundtrack. I like the movie. Like, no, like, the original. I didn't, like...
Excuse me.
Like, after the
second one was not good. Yeah. The second one... I mean, the plot was good. The music was not
didn't
good.
Didn't you just say it was the better one, the second movie?
No, I said the first one was saying? Better. I said... Hold on. I said the first one was better.
Better than the movie. That's my opinion.
In Teen Beach Movie 1, the soundtrack is so much better. The second movie does not have that good of a soundtrack. Only On My Own is, like, literally the greatest song in the entire, like, franchise. Do you know that one? Without you, I'm on my own.
Oh my god, wait, I low-key hit that.
You low-key did.
Yes! See, I would have hit it, but I'm sick right now. So.
Yeah, sure.
We have class in 5 minutes.
That's me, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, but also...
Oh, we will be inside.
What do you mean, you'll be inside?
For softball, I think. Hold on.
Oh, wait,
why? Is something happening?
No, I think it's just cold outside.
Is it that cold?
I don't know.
It's not that cold. I was out there with this sweater and it has holes in it. I'm fine.
For those attending workouts today, we'll be inside in the main gym. Workouts will be 3:30 to 5 today. Coach Suds. Did you get that?
Yeah, I did get that. That's good, because I have an appointment at 5:45. I have to get these things fixed.
What things?
My wires.
Oh, wires? What happened?
They broke off, like, 2-3 weeks ago, and I've never got them fixed.
That sucks. I hated braces with the life of me.
I am getting them off soon.
I hated them, too. They were horrible.
Yeah.
I think, hopefully.
I, like, use my retainer, but my retainer makes my teeth more crooked. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. My teeth are not straight. I just want to say that. Thousands of dollars worth of them straight. My teeth are not straight.
They are.
They're not that straight. They're, like, they're uneven.
I keep hitting it. Can you hear that whenever I hit it?
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. Today might have been a boring podcast, but it's okay. I don't think it was that boring.
So fast.
I had fun.
Yeah, I had fun, too.
I mean, half the time you're just like girlsplaining, Teen Beach Movie.
I mean, that was kind of me.
Girlsplaining.
Woman. Yeah, I love girlsplaining. Womansplaining. Because
it's mansplaining and then womansplaining. Or girlsplaining.
Why is she staring
through the window?
It scares me. Oh my god, I keep hitting this. All right, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, bye.